Former Governor Thompson refused to criticize Governor Walker, but Thompson says if he'd been running the state over the last year, he wouldn't have tackled the issue of collective bargaining for most public sector unions the same way.
I think we would have probably approached it differently, but that doesn't mean that what he did is wrong. I support him, what he did.
Thompson also told the Milwaukee Press Club he would not support Wisconsin having a so-called right-to-work law that could further harm unions.
I think that right now we do not need any further deterioration of labor management relationships in Wisconsin.
And Thompson further distanced himself from Walker by saying he would have gone ahead with high-speed rail just between Milwaukee and Madison.
I would have changed high-speed trains into really being high-speed trains. I would have changed it and I would have stopped. I would just had immediately Milwaukee to Madison, no stops, make it high-speed and make it my train.
Thompson also told the press club, though, that he is a conservative. State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says Thompson seems to be having an identity crisis.
I think we saw him flip-flop on whether he's a moderate or whether he's a movement conservative like Newt Gingrich. Listening today leaves us with more questions and answers about who Tommy Thompson really is.
Democrats would like to see Thompson lose the Republican primary to more conservative GOP candidates like Mark Newman or Jeff Fitzgerald, as the thinking is Democratic contender Tammy Baldwin would have an easier time winning in November with Thompson out of the Senate race. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.